Welcome to the Encouragement for Work podcast with your host, Mark Griffin, founder and owner of In His Name HR. Each week, Mark interviews nationally known thought leaders from corporate America, higher education, churches, and ministries. His goal is to bring you great ideas that help engage your employees, shift your culture toward higher performance, and increase employee loyalty at the organization you lead. Each episode features an idea or process that's made a tremendous impact on employees and employers alike. Now sit back, relax, and listen in as he delivers encouragement today through this episode's special guest.
Hello, and welcome to the Encouragement for Work podcast. This week, we have a guest, Corey Pennypacker. Corey's going to be speaking to us about employee volunteerism, spreading hope in schools. We're excited to have Corey here on our podcast. Corey, welcome. Would you like to tell our guest a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sir Mark, I would love to. Like I said, I'm a Corey Pennypacker, CEO of Bible to School. And if you've never heard of Bible to School, we're a public school ministry. We actually help others around the country teach the Bible to public school children during their school day. And it is legal and during school hours. And it's legal. And there's actually a federal court ruling, Supreme Court upheld by the Constitution, that you can take kids off-site, have parental permission, and have no tax dollars used. And you can teach the Bible, or actually any religion, you can teach religious education off-site for an hour a week. So that's what we do. I was very excited to talk to you, Mark, because we partner with businesses. We can't do this without businesses. So we love our business partners. So any way we can help with your listeners, we would love to help.
Corey, and I agree. I am so excited about 2024 because this Encouragement for Work podcast is really bridging a lot of initiatives that organizations are doing, nonprofits, with for-profit Christian-owned businesses. Many organizations are finding out they want to get their employees motivated. They want to provide them encouragement. And one way of providing encouragement I've always found in my life is volunteering in the community. And that's one thing that really struck me about your organization is the businesses that put together teams to go out to volunteer in the community to share the word of God. Can you tell us a little bit about those teams and how that works and some examples of that for our listeners?
Yeah, one of the things I know, Mark, is that I looked this up and 75% of U.S. adults feel physically healthier by volunteering. And I can tell you, I have kids that are young marrieds and they're out in the work world, they're in their 20s, 30s. Those are the people that want to be volunteering. They want to be out doing something good. So we put them to work at Bible to School in the public school programs that we have, Bible programs that we have. But also it makes them feel very important. I mean, it makes them feel like they're contributing. And we have, there's a paving company that her name is Sue. She's a worker there. And she volunteers once a week with the kids. She's a small group leader. She loves to sit with them. She's a grandma, so she loves to get her grandma fix. And she has six little kids that she has around her table, and she helps teach the Bible with them once a week during her lunch break. And the paving company partnered with us in this way. They also partnered financially, but they partnered with the time, because time is, volunteers are really important to us. We can't do this without volunteers either. So she sits with her kids, and she told me the other day, I was talking to her, and she said, you know, this really fills my bucket. I am so, so thankful to my employer that they allow me to do this. And some of the companies do, like, they'll give flexible time and they can make it up later. Some of them actually give time off to come and volunteer. So it's pretty cool.
That's excellent. And you said something that really struck me is filling the bucket. And you're right. When people volunteer, and if somebody has never volunteered before, the first time that they do it, they actually do get overwhelmed that this is something wonderful and I've had an impact on this person's life. And again, our quest is to leave the negativity in the rearview mirror from 2023 and move forward by providing encouragement for work in 2024. So with that being said, how do these teams work? What's the requirement? How do they go in? How do they connect with schools? And the reason why I'm asking is we have listeners from all across the United States. So, and I know we've had discussions that in your heart, you feel led that you want to expand this program into all the states. So tell me a little bit about how the process would work for an organization.
We have basically a toolbox for moms, dads, grandparents. And we said, you know, it has curriculum, it has all the best practices. It's basically a franchise model. And we will teach these, we call them champions, people who are like really passionate, the get her done people in the community. And we teach them, first of all, to build a team. You know, Jesus, ministry is a team sport. And Jesus worked with a team. He built a teams around him to go out. He didn't go out to everybody himself. He taught the disciples to go out. So we are teaching these champions in different parts of the country to go out and do this. And there's four specific people they need on that team. One of them is a pastor to help round in a lot of the church people and the volunteers. The second is a parent so that they know the inside and outside of the school. So that's another stakeholder. The third one and fourth one are a networker and a business leader. And those usually are business leaders that are trying to help you, this particular champion, with resources. They need a bus to help fund it. But we also have expanded that into getting them to have their employees volunteer. And how that's so beneficial to them is it just pulls up their culture in their company and their brand. And when you see the whole community coming together, pastors, parents, business leaders, like people pay attention to that around children.
Sure. So for our listeners, again, repeat the four factors that are involved in your toolkit, because that's really phenomenal. You're talking about a turnkey system. All they need to do is connect with you. And then there's four different factors. So let's remind the listeners what those four factors are. And then I'm going to have a couple questions about those four factors.
Sure. We have a team of four different people. It is the first person is the parent that connects with the school, helps us connect with the school.
Okay.
The second person is the pastor.
Yep.
And they connect everybody with the volunteers and other things. And then the third person is the business leader. And the fourth person is the networker, all of which are working toward getting the right resources so that they can take the Bible into a public school setting, into the environment with the kids offsite, into a church that walk the kids down the street of the church. And they do that.
That is excellent, Corey. So if I'm a listener in Iowa and I'm in a town of 40,000 people and you're listening to this podcast and you feel led to bring Bible to school, to your local school, then Corey's given you the resources that you need. You need to connect with your pastor, seek your pastor out and say, hey, pastor, I want to put Bible to school in our community. Can you help sponsor it? Forge that relationship with that pastor. Once you get that pastor committed, look for some resources to maybe donate, and a Bible to school is going to help you with those resources. But I'm sure there's local companies that might want to sponsor that venture. I mean, I look here in Lancaster County, and His Name HR consulting firm sponsors all kinds of initiatives for programs. And then you want to find a networker. There's always a good networker in your church. It's the person that is always out to coffee or always out to lunch. They know everybody in the community. And I pray that that person's on fire for the Lord, because they're going to help you. So I hope this helps the listeners understand the four aspects in that toolkit. Corey, is there anything else to add to those four aspects or the way in which I explained it? That would be helpful.
Sure. We also have a website that we give. We call them just Champion. And we also, there's a small fee involved in this for our time, but we are building a movement. We do coaching and legal. We want everybody to stay in their legal lane. So there's a lot of support around this. And it's definitely something that you're not alone. You will be joining a team at Bible to School for this. But we are teaching you how to bring your community around your public school and teaching the Bible. And that's something, Mark, that I think businesses totally get. That's what, when I talk to business leaders, they're like, oh, this makes total sense. You're hitting, they get this.
They do. They get it because It's a franchise model. There's a book out called The E-Myth. That's very similar to what you're doing.
Yes.
And it's wonderful, and it makes it easy to replicate. It makes it easy for people that want to volunteer to put it in place to be able to do that. Now, I just want to talk briefly and just briefly about the legalities of Bible to School. And we've been blessed to have our good friend, Stephanie Taub, attorney, on our initial podcast when we launched our series. And Stephanie is very familiar with our religious freedom laws in the United States. She's been to the Supreme Court several times. And we did this deliberately by having her on our first episode to give all the listeners the assurance from a legal perspective, you're allowed to do this. We have religious freedom in our country. And like the podcast with Stephanie, all religions have the freedom. It's not just Christians. It's our good friends that are Jews or Muslims or Hindu. We all want them to feel free to practice their faith. So with that being said, is that an issue that you feel that prohibits people from reaching out to you because they're fearful, they're scared, because we see some overt things happening as it relates to Christianity?
People, the big thing is that they just don't know. It's the best kept secret in America that you can do this. People want you to think that they are powerless when it comes to public schools. They are not. The school boards really run it. So we always encourage people to run for school boards, you know, and bring your faith to school. And kids can wear Christian t-shirts. They can wear jewelry. They can listen to Christian music. They can do their homework assignment about Jesus or Paul or Peter. They can do all those things. So we're not only are we in there doing a Bible class, we're also teaching, kindly educating people that this is, you can bring your, you don't have to leave your faith at the door, that your children do have space in the public school. The public school actually, one of their main things that they do is that they protect religious freedom. They can't prohibit it. They have to remain neutral. Yeah.
They do. And they're required to do that by law, Corey. So I want to make one more comment, and then I'll have an additional question. And that comment is, let's not walk defeated. Let's walk with our heads up high. And if the Lord is calling you to do something, do it, and do it in obedience. If there's a listener out there in Arizona that feels that they should be doing this and they have the margin and the time, you need to reach out to Bible to School and do it, because you do have the religious protection. We do want your employees to be encouraged, engaged, and helping the community in which you live in. So don't be fearful. Refer back to that initial podcast that we aired. But also, I want to let you know, listeners, we have a tab within our website that has employee resources. There's family institutes in every state in the United States. We're very good friends with the Pennsylvania Family Institute. We're very good friends with organizations all across the country that have the Family Institute. So if you're listening and you need those resources, check out that tab. So Corey, my last question today is regarding the impact that you've witnessed, not just on the students, because we know the churches are empty. We know families are broken. Many students don't have a mom. They don't have a dad. They're being raised by a grandparent or an uncle. We have a high rate of poverty just increasing in the United States. So what's a good narrative that you could bring to the listeners to give them encouragement on a really phenomenal impact your organization has had in this area?
Well, we're a 44-year-old company, nonprofit, but within the last 5 years, we started this franchise model because we said, we got to go teach people how to do this. And God, we just found out, I just was in a meeting, and we have tripled in size since 2017, so 5 years ago.
Wow.
And so it is definitely something that people say, this is not as hard as I thought it was. This is kind of easy when you put it all these pieces together. And so it's very encouraging. And then the other thing that I wanted to share with our listeners is that 53% of the kids that we hit, like just like you said, they have no church home. So they're saying, you know, who's God? I've never heard of him. And so if you want to impact with 1 hour a week, that's it. 1 hour a week as a volunteer, that you're hitting the bullseye right in the center. So this is something that why I got involved, because we are hitting the kids that don't know. And we had a grandparent, they came out to their mailbox or something, and the neighbor was there, and they said, hey, you were a volunteer at Bible to School. And they said, Well, yeah, we are. I said, well, my kids love it. And like, I don't know about God. Can you tell me about God? And so it's spreading into the families. So if you want major impact in your community, it really starts with the children, the families, the marriages. That's what's under attack. And we're just one positive solution out there that you can link arms with. And we'd love to have you.
That's awesome. That's so encouraging what you're doing. And we're so excited to be working with you and sharing this to so many different organizations. We work with a lot of colleges, Christian colleges, ministries, churches. So I'm sure there's going to be some listeners from those areas that are going to hear your voice and say, wow, this is something that we could do as an extension out of our church. This is an extension we could do out of our ministry or even a college program. I'm thinking about colleges that are offering early childhood education. It would be great if any of your listeners are out there, any of our listeners are out there that are in the area of early childhood education. You're looking for a program to do an internship. So with that being said, Corey, and we need to wrap it up, what word of advice or what last words of wisdom would you like to give our audience?
I just like to say that, man, find where God is working and go and join him. And this is one place that you can do that. And we would love to make it easy for you, but there are many places. And I love that Mark and in his name has highlighted that, you know, there are lots of lights out there.
Yes.
And there's the darkness is out there. Yes. But the light shines brighter than the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. And that's what John said in his first part of his gospel. And we actually see it and we'd love to show you as well. So thanks for this opportunity, Mark.
Corey, thank you so much for those parting comments. It really means a lot. And we are going to see great things for God's glory in 2024. And I'm just so blessed and all our listeners are so blessed to hear this encouragement for work today. You have a great day, Corey, and audience, you have a great day as well. God bless. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Mark.
This episode of Encouragement for Work has been brought to you by Job Shepherd. Post-COVID-19 recruitment has been unquestionably hard for employers, with many struggling to find quality employees in the aftermath. Religious-exempt employers have had an especially difficult time. Welcome to Job Shepherd, a platform that will change all of this for you. Job Shepherd was created to meet the demand by Christian employers, including ministries, camps, churches, colleges, and Christian for-profit companies in their search for qualified job candidates. Now, for a limited time only, employers post a job for free. Job seekers, come join us. You are always free. Learn more at www.jobshepherd.com.